What's up, Videolanders? This is Brad McBoom. Thanks for tuning in for another AV Quickie. And if you like this quickie, give it a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, leave a comment, and show some love. All right, guys, let's talk about the movie Civil War. I would be lying to you if I told you that I loved it. I was actually very disappointed with this one, and I wanted to like it, but I can't go with the hype on this one. I always say I gotta be honest with you. You might agree with me, you might disagree with me, but at least you know you're getting my honest review. I think this movie, it thinks it's more important than what it is. This movie wants you to think it's a life-changing cinematic experience, a movie about the division in our country and how we're real close to the shit hitting the fan. And you do get some of that. It's hard not to get some of that commentary. But I thought this movie was pretty hollow, pretty basic. I feel like Alex Garland, the filmmaker, didn't have the balls to make a statement. I actually think this movie could have been even more popular. People are already sucking this movie's dick. It could have been even more popular with a statement behind it. Because we are very opinionated people, just in general. Guys, I have no idea what's going on in this movie. What started this war? I have no idea. What's the politics of this movie? I have no idea. I feel like there's no passion or emotion behind it. Behind the characters. I don't know who I'm rooting for. There was a moment that I looked over at my wife and I said, like, who's the good guys? Who's the bad guys here? I was actually joking today that this might be the only war movie that I've ever seen where I don't know why we're at war. And yes, guys, I do get the idea of not injecting politics into this movie. I get it. But it's just very weird that nobody talks about the politics in this movie. None of our characters talk about the politics. And we are traveling with photojournalists who would typically hear all kinds of views and political opinions. So on the surface, I think it feels very fake. Like, no one's going to talk about what's going on here. Again, it comes off very, very important, very self-righteous. By not including the politics. By not having that conversation. But honestly, and I'm not joking here, I feel like I get more of a commentary. I feel like I get more of a civil war in Kevin Costner's The Postman. I feel more division in last year's The Last of Us. I get more from Tom Clancy's Division. I feel like we get meatier conversations in Marvel's Civil War. We all walked out of the theater talking about, are you Team Iron Man or are you Team Captain America? I think I got more of a social commentary with the Purge movies. And I don't even like those movies. And all of those movies are more entertaining than this. And instead about being about the Civil War, which is what I'm interested in, that's why I got a movie ticket, this movie is really just about three war photographers who travel the countryside, but they feel like NPCs. They come off as the most annoying video game NPC characters. Very dumb video game characters. I think that's my biggest problem with this movie, is just how dumb the characters are. Have you ever watched a movie where the characters are so dumb and you're just sitting there like, what the fuck are they doing? So guys, these characters, we have a crew and there's this young woman who wants to be a part of the crew. She actually looks like she's 12, which was just really weird casting. I think she's supposed to be like 22, but she wants to go across the country to take photographs of the war. Guys, this woman is so annoying. I hated her. She's like playing the worst video game escort mission. Like, have you ever played an escort mission? And the NPC character is just so fucking annoying. They constantly get in your way. You can't enjoy the rest of the game until you get past the escort mission. Like, you just want to play in the sandbox. But the dumb computer character is taking up all of your time. And you gotta do dumb shit. That's her in a nutshell. She does the stupidest shit in this movie. She gets one of our characters killed. She gets kidnapped in one of the worst scenes of the year. I won't say how she gets kidnapped because, guys, I'll go on a huge rant. I'll just say there's a million and one ways to write a scene to get this character kidnapped. They chose one of the stupidest ways to make this kidnapping happen. It's moments like this where I'm thinking about the writer's room and I'm like, that's the best you got? Like, there's no other kidnapping scenarios? You couldn't write a better scene? So anyway, guys, they go on the road trip. They also take another guy who is completely out of shape, an older gentleman who is also a liability. But they all get in the car, and they all go off on a road trip to DC. They go across war-torn America with no weapons, no guns. Guys, I wouldn't walk across the street in this world without a gun. I would not go across war-torn America without protecting myself with guns. The whole time, I'm like, aren't they strapped? Everywhere they go, dangerous shit is happening. There are moments where they get in some really sticky situations. And I'm just like, what the fuck were you expecting? I get that you're photographers, but my God, protect your life. Protect the lives of your colleagues. It's so annoying. It's so annoying to sit in the theater and just be like, where's your fucking guns? What are you doing? So we have these dumb characters. The plot moves along. Actually, not much of a story at all. They drive a little bit. A couple guys get shot. They drive some more. Guys get shot. Wash, rinse, repeat. That's pretty much your story. I felt like I watched a filler episode of streaming, but an episode of streaming with a decent season finale. The third act wasn't bad. The very end gets a little weird. The president gets captured and killed, and then it just ends. And I'm thinking to myself, like, the president must be a dumb fuck too, because he has no plan. He's just a sitting duck, just sitting in his office, waiting to be killed. I'm like, there's no evacuation plan, no escape plan, there's no bunker, there's, like, just what the fuck? Overall, though, third act wasn't bad. It has the most action, it has some compelling moments, very end, just a little jarring and weird. And I don't think the action was anything special. The fights are mostly just a couple guys shooting a few other guys, and then you get a modest action scene at the end. There's no standout action set pieces. Pretty typical stuff. And yeah, I know, I am shitting pretty hard on this movie. Some positives. I will say that I did like Kirsten Dunst in this. I wish it was a better movie for her. Jesse Plemons was also great. He's great in everything he's in. He plays a sadistic soldier. He's only got about 10-15 minutes of screen time. His part is very generic. Like, you've seen this kind of character before. Very stock. But Jesse Plemons is great with the little screen time that he had. So yeah, I think that's most of my positives. Dunst and Plemons. Guys, I wanted to like this a lot more than what I did. The entire time I was in the theater, I just wanted to go home and watch Fallout. I felt like I watched a filler episode of streaming. Guys, I like the idea of a Civil War movie. They should actually take this idea and do a streaming series where we really get to experience the Civil War. We can get into the politics. We can get more action scenes. They can just build out the Civil War. Or fingers crossed, I get my Tom Clancy Division movie in the future or streaming series. So yeah, disappointed with this one. Anyway, those are my quick thoughts. That's all I got. What did you think? Did you like Civil War? Anyway, let me know what you think in the comments on Facebook. Until next time, my good people. Peace out, and God bless America.